hour number three, going down to Australia this hour to talk to our friend of so many years, David John Oates, the master of reverse speech, who has been working very hard since Wednesday's debate to get as much of it done as he can, and he's got a lot of reversals for us this hour. How are you, David?
I'm doing well, Jeff, and you?
Good, thank you. It's, I must say, it's pretty grim to watch the criminality, the crimes, continue to be exposed and revealed with these WikiLeaks and FBI documents. It's just incredible how this woman is even still allowed to run. I don't understand it. I really don't get it. Although I do get it, but I'm speaking metaphorically. She is not in the 1%. She thinks she's in 0.1%. And the rest of it are 99.9 below her. This woman does not answer to any laws, and somehow she gets away with it. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's quite staggering to watch it from here. The level of corruption is just unbelievable. Makes Watergate look like kindergarten, you know.
Exactly. If she is allowed to occupy the White House, this country will officially be known as a criminal nation on the planet, period. That's it. That we will be criminal in every sense of the word.
Yeah,
all right, so what did you find out, my friend?
Oh, some good stuff as always. Let's start off with Hillary, shall we?
Go ahead.
Here's the first one.
It is important that we not reverse marriage equality, that we not reverse Roe v. Wade.
And here she says, serve you, con you.
What do you say? Just a con artist, and just amazing. Reverse speech is really, I think, the most remarkable, amazing technology I've ever seen. It just you can't hide, you can't lie. It's just there. Her subconscious will not lie.
Yep. Serve you, con you. There you go.
Wow.
All right. Here's Trump talking about Justice Ginsburg having a go at him, I think. Here we go.
Something happened recently where Justice Ginsburg made some very, very inappropriate statements toward me and toward a tremendous number of people, many, many millions of people that I represent.
And I don't know what that statement was. I'm not familiar with that. But backwards, he says, they've broken it.
They've broken it.
I can only think he's talking about the Supreme Court. The only thing I can think of that would fit in that one. Anyway, so there you
go. Let's see. Now, let me think about this here. Hold on. Okay, well, what Ginsburg said, if I remember it correctly, she called him basically a faker or something like that. Let me see if I can find something on this. It was really totally, as he said, inappropriate, uncalled for. Ginsburg calls Trump a faker, F-A-K-E-R, and says other uncomplimentary things. He said she should resign, and she really should. She should stay the hell out of politics. She's a member of the Supreme Court. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So he said the right thing. This is a very big story, the Supreme Court story. As the election goes, so will this country for the next 30 years.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you're right. All right, so here we have Donald Trump again.
Mr. Trump, your reaction, and particularly on this issue of late-term partial birth.
Well, I think it's terrible. If you go with what Hillary is saying, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb.
And he says backwards, yes, Hillary health, which I think he's being, you know, it's like this is what will happen under Hillary. This is the health we'll get. Yes, Hillary health.
Yes, he really helped. Yes, he really helped.
Exactly.
He really helped.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And if you listen carefully, and I want you to play this one more time, just for our newcomers, listen to the syllables of each word. Yes, Hillary health. You can hear the T and you can hear the H in the word health. That's how precise reverse speech is. Now listen to the word health especially, and you'll hear the T and the H.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, he really health. Yes, he really health.
Yes, it's all there.
Yes, he really health.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's just amazing to me. Never ceases to amaze me, David.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. All right, next one along. Here we go.
One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people.
And here he simply says, they're bad.
Bad, bad. Bad, bad.
Total congruity. Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely congruent. Same thing backwards as he says forwards. Okay, here's Hillary.
And we would then have to put them on trains, on buses, to get them out of our country.
And she says, but I'm a faggot.
But I'm a faggot.
But I'm a faggot. But I'm a faggot.
So there you go.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm a faggot. Well, we know she is, if you want to apply that term to gay women, gay men, all homosexual, but did she possibly say, I'm a bigot?
I'm a bigot. All right, let's play it again.
But I'm a bigot.
But I'm a bigot.
Now you can hear the...
But I'm a bigot.
You can hear the F. I can hear the F.
I hear the B, and then I hear almost an ST on the end.
All right, let's play it again.
But I'm a bigot.
But I'm a bigot. But I'm a bigot.
Anyway, make of that what you will. All right.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Oh, here's a funny one. She's talking about illegal immigration and how she's going to give a new pass to citizenship.
So I think we are both a nation of immigrants and we are a nation of laws, and that we can act accordingly. And that's why I'm introducing comprehensive immigration reform within the first 100 days with a path to citizenship.
All right, David, excuse me, right there. For all of you listening, it's black and white. She wants open borders and full citizenship for as many people that can get in here as possible. That's the end of you and I, our cultural history, our social history, our political history, our history. That's the end of America. You just heard her pronounce that she is going to destroy America. Open immigration and path to citizenship. That means they'll just naturalize everyone, make them citizens within 90 days or 60 days. Please play that one more time, the forward. This is really important.
Yeah, sure. You want to hear the reversal.
So I think we are both a nation of immigrants and we are a nation of laws, and that we can act accordingly. And that's why I'm introducing comprehensive immigration reform within the first 100 days with a path to citizenship.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Now back when she says, I let them off.
From this new world.
From this new world. From this new world.
That's what she's doing. Gonna let them off. Millions of illegal immigrants. Okay?
I hear the OFF as loud as day. You know, and that's what she gets. She gets let off all the time, too, doesn't she?
Yes, she certainly does. I don't know how she manages to do it, but she does.
When you hear these things, David, what do you, you know, after 34 years of doing this, when you hear things like that, what do you feel? How do you react to that? Knowing what's at stake here now, you must feel like you want to get shouted from the highest rooftops. Look, here's the truth of this woman. Reverse speech, anyway.
Yes, I do get a little bit frustrated, but
I would think
that more people aren't listening. So, I mean, people want to know who to vote for. Wow, gee, go to the reverse speech website. Your answers are right there.
Yeah.
All right, next one on Hillary.
They have hacked American websites, American accounts of private people, of institutions. Then they have given that information to WikiLeaks.
Okay, she's talking about Russia.
Yes, trying to blame Russia for her crimes being found by WikiLeaks and released. Blame Russia.
Yeah, I think she's being congruent here. I'm not sure. She says, "Oh, beat the darkness."
Oh, beat the darkness.
I can't read that one. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think she sees WikiLeaks as being dark or Russia as being dark, and she's got to overcome them. You know, they're
okay.
They're
yeah, that works. Sure,
they're evil for her to fight.
Uh huh.
Is how I interpret that. Okay. All right, here we have Trump.
Because we have a country with tremendous numbers of nuclear warheads, 1,800, by the way, where they expanded and we didn't. 1,800 nuclear warheads, and she's playing chicken.
And he says, then they're scared. I don't know who they would be.
Then they're scared.
Then they're scared. Then they're scared.
Well, obviously, you know, with 1,800 nuclear warheads aiming at you, you'd be a little bit scared and uneasy, I would imagine.
It could be the military, it could be he's talking about the Democrats, it could be, who knows, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to know who he's talking to there. Alright, here we have...
Let me say something, if I might, David. This is an observation. I've listened to that woman talk for a long time. Somehow, and I don't know if it's NLP or what, but when she's speaking, she can say things, and the mindless audiences will begin to cheer and applaud if someone does, without even thinking about what she's just said. Or she can say things, like we just heard, about immigration, and it doesn't set in. You don't get it. People don't get it. I hear it. A lot of people, it's just noise. It's delivered eloquently. She's a good speaker. But you just don't attach the proper meanings to the words for some reason. She's saying horrific things.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
You know, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I think people are so used to her. She's been in their lives for 30 years.
Maybe they don't even think about her in terms of lying. They just hear her and they listen, and then, oh, she's probably lying. So what?
Yeah, probably. All right, next one on Hillary.
We've got to do more to get the whole economy moving, and that's what I believe I will be able to do.
And she says, feel the battle standing.
Feel the battle standing.
It's clear.
Feel the battle standing.
Nice
yeah.
and clear.
Yeah,
feel
yeah.
the battle standing.
Oh, I just think she's got a fight on her hands, you know?
Yeah.
I think she's aware she has a fight on her hands. I think it's as simple as that. All right, here we have one on the moderator. Who I thought did a wonderful job on moderating the debate. I thought he did an excellent job, actually.
Well, he did the best of any of the moderators so far.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here we go.
You said your talk about grabbing women was just that, talk, and that you'd never actually done it. And since then, as we all know, 9 women have come forward and said that you either groped them or kissed them without their consent.
Now, this is a strange reversal. The fault worthy.
Not fault worthy.
Not fault worthy. Not fault worthy.
It's almost as though he's saying this is no big deal.
Is he possibly saying not fault worthy? These are not fault worthy.
Not fault worthy.
Oh, yeah, it could be that.
Not fault worthy.
Yeah, you're right.
Not fault worthy.
It is an N. Gee, you've got a good ear to pick these things up, Jeff. Gee,
he's dismissing them all by saying, subconsciously, right. He believes this, none of these are fault-worthy charges.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're
not
right.
Fault-worthy.
Yeah.
Play it again. Let's hear that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so here we go.
Not fault-worthy.
Not fault-worthy.
Yeah, it is not fault.
Not fault-worthy.
Yeah, it's not worthy, it's not, just doesn't rise to the level of concern.
Nope.
Yeah, all right. All right, now, here we have a very bizarre reversal on Donald Trump that has absolutely nothing to do with what he's saying forwards, and I have no idea what it is. I've run this by my staff, they all hear it, so I know it's there. So here we go.
So I just left some high representatives of India. They're growing at 8%. China is growing at 7%, and that for them is a catastrophically low number.
Okay, and he says backwards, there's another planet, NASA, the best thing.
Yes, the mother planet, NASA, the best thing.
Yes, the mother planet, NASA, the best thing.
Quite clear.
Yes, the mother planet, NASA, the best thing.
The only thing I can think of is maybe he's been briefed on missions to Mars or something. I mean, I don't know.
I think that that's the only interpretation that can logically be overlaid over what he just said.
Yeah.
He has been briefed, or he knows people. Remember, he's at the very high level here in terms of money and power and worldwide influence. And those people know the reality of ET visitation. They know the reality of what's on Mars. So I suggest that you got it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the only way I can interpret it. So, yeah. Yep, he's received some briefings because they both receive regular daily security briefings, don't they?
I don't know how often they are, but they're briefed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Here's Trump again.
Well, I think I did a much better job. I built a massive company, a great company, some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world.
And here we have reversed what every successful businessman must have. He says, I must see the buck.
The machine buck.
The machine buck.
And again.
The machine buck.
Yeah.
It's what business is all about. And I'd sure want that kind of mentality working for this business of nationhood. It's all about money. It's all about income. It's all about GNP, and we've got to have a real businessman running this country. We don't have one now. Man.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that reversal.
No.
Oh, here we have an interesting one. Just one word. I don't normally play one-word reversals, but here we go.
But he also went after a disabled reporter, mocked and mimicked him on
wrong.
National television.
Okay, he says wrong. Hear this?
Mimicked him on
wrong.
National.
Wrong.
Yeah.
And backwards, he says no.
No.
Wrong. No. Now you look at that. How can the word wrong reverse to no? I mean, you know, I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't.
No.
Fit.
No, it doesn't. No.
Like
no, the letters don't make that kind of sound when you put them in your mind and think about them at all. And yet there it is.
Yet there it is. Yeah, we played a reversal on Hillary when she said hello at the second debate. And backwards it says wolf. And someone on my YouTube channel said, hello can't say wolf. It doesn't say anything like
that. They missed the point. What you've said forever and ever and ever is the most important thing to keep in mind. This is what David always says. The subconscious uses the sound of forward speech to make its own words. It doesn't take words and reverse them to get its words. It uses the sound of forward speech to make its words.
Right.
So we're not talking about reversing letters or words or syllables.
Right. Yep, that's exactly right. So, and that's the classic example, wrong, no. He's saying the same thing.
Sure.
It's a congruent reverse. Anyway, that's why I documented it. I thought it was quite a fascinating example.
No, very good, yeah.
All right, here we
go. That's remarkable. David, this man is so intense in his patriotism and his sincerity. Yes, he's got some rough edges. Who among us doesn't? His overriding, his highest calling is to protect and preserve and, I think, restore this country to the best of his ability. And he means it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've heard that forever.
Yep. All right, next from the moderator, a bit of a metaphor. Here we go.
You have been warning at rallies recently that this election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you.
Okay, I think I know what this means, but I'll play it first. Soften the Satan milk.
Soften the Satan milk.
Soften the Satan milk.
There it is.
Soften the Satan milk.
Huh.
I think that he's just asked him a harsh question, and he's softening it up a little bit. He's being direct in a nice way. Okay.
I get the metaphor. Yeah, I think you're right. Sure.
Yeah. He's asking a hard question softly. Yeah. Let's listen to the question again.
You have been warning at rallies recently that this election is rigged and that Hillary Clinton is in the process of trying to steal it from you.
Yeah, and he's just asking it nicely. Soften the Satan milk.
Soften the Satan milk.
Soften the Satan milk. Soften the Satan milk.
And, oh, here we have another one on the moderator, straight after. This is the last one on the moderator.
Do you make the same commitment that you will absolutely, sir, that you will absolutely accept the result of this election?
I will look at it at the time.
Oh, and the moderator says, shall I send the claws over?
Shall I send the claws over?
Oh, yeah.
Shall I send the claws over?
Yeah, it's all there.
Shall I send the claws over?
Okay, he's not been quite so nice on this question. So he's scratching at Trump. Shall I send the claws over? Will you accept the results of the election?
Trump handled it magnificently. He keeps doing things that have never been done before. And he's now people, for the first day or two, the media was all, now they're beginning to back away. What's wrong with what he said? What's wrong with questioning a process that has put us in the position we're in now? Nothing. He should question it.
Absolutely. Exactly what Al Gore did in 2000. You know?
Yeah.
All right, next one on Trump.
Now, John Podesta said you have terrible instincts. Bernie Sanders said you have bad judgment.
And he simply says backwards, this is said.
This is said.
This is said. This is said.
Yeah, just speaks for itself, okay?
Yep, yep.
Once again, another congruent reversal on Trump. We see them time and time and time again. Okay, now, this reversal here has received a couple of different interpretations from people who watch my YouTube video. So let us see which one fits. I think I know which one fits, but we'll see. So here we go.
That picture of that little four-year-old boy in Aleppo with the blood coming down his face while he sat in an ambulance is haunting.
Okay, now I've documented this reversal as the war fell on it. So let's play that and see if you can hear this. The war fell on it.
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 I think that's fairly clear. But some people hear it as the war I want it. So we'll do it again.
The war fell on it.
The war fell on it.
The war fell on it.
Yeah, but see, I hear the F quite clearly on that one. So,
I don't know. That's a tough one. I kind of hear it both ways.
Yeah, I know. I can kind of hear it both ways too. Is it the war I want it or the war fell on it?
The war fell on it.
The war fell on it.
Now there it says. Now it sounds like fell, but then the other way it sounds like I. Try it again.
it's a tough call that for this one.
The war fell on it.
The war fell on it.
See, I hear fell on it.
The war fell on it.
I hear a clear F.
Yeah, I think you're right. The war fell on it.
Yeah.
But the other works because the other is her truth. So.
Yeah, the other is her truth. I'm going to bring you war. What was that one? I'm going to give you war.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's certainly inconsistent. Consistent with what we've found on her before. Okay. All right. Let's have a look. I'm going to. Okay. Here's Trump.
But I'm going to create the kind of a country that we were from the standpoint of industry. We used to be there. We've given it up. We've become very, very sloppy.
And here he says, I'm going to beg you, I need to see you. And I think he's calling for support. You know, I need to see you at the poll. I'm going to beg you, I need to see you.
I'm going to beg you, I need to see you.
I'm going to beg you, I need to see you.
And again.
I'm going to beg you, I need to see you.
I just think he's calling for support. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I need to see you is real clear. That's especially clear.
Right. Yep. All right. Let's have a look. Here's Hillary.
On behalf of the rights of the LGBT community, that will stand up and say no to Citizens United, a decision that has undermined the election system in our country because of the way it permits dark, unaccountable money to come into our electoral system.
And here she says, citizen, warn you.
Citizen, warn you.
I warn you.
Citizen, warn you.
Citizen, warn you.
I know she's warning the citizens of something. I don't know.
Dark money. If anybody knows about dark money, it's her.
Yeah, you're certainly right there. Yep. All right, here we have Hillary again. Oh, why isn't that opening? Huh. Oh, there we go. Sometimes you click on things and nothing happens. And you go, what? Okay, so here we go.
Building, he went to Mexico.
Oops, I started too soon. All right.
When it comes to the wall that Donald talks about building, he went to Mexico. He had a meeting with the Mexican president.
Here she says, cost blood, the wall.
Cost blood, the wall.
Huh.
Cost blood, the wall.
Yes.
No.
Cost blood, the wall.
You know what it says?
Cost blood, the wall. Uh-uh. It's a controversial topic. I think that's what it is, you know.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Cost a lot, the wall.
Oh, okay. We'll do it again.
Cost a lot, the wall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Cost a lot, the wall.
Cost a lot, the wall.
You're right.
Cost a lot, the wall.
Yeah, well, I guess whoever pays for the wall will be paying a lot of money. That's the only thing I can think of it.
Well, I think we should appoint the Clinton Foundation, if she gets in, to take care of the finances, and then the wall will never be built, and they'll be billionaires again.
Yes. Oh, dear God. Oh, I hope that woman doesn't get in. I've slotted out the whole day in my diary of the election, so I'll watch it all, record all the good bits.
Anyway.
All right, next one along.
Iran is taking over Iraq.
Secretary Clinton.
Iran is taking over Iraq. We don't get it.
Secretary Clinton.
Okay, and now there's a couple of voices speaking at once here. So, terror body, it's an error.
Terror body, it's an error.
Terror body, it's an error.
Okay.
Terror body, it's an error.
Terror body, it's an error. Terror body, it's an error.
Yeah, and which is what he's saying forwards. You know, it's an error. We're making a mistake here. And
correct.
It's a horrible thing. You know, I'll run it again.
Terror body, it's an error.
Terror body,
he is so honorable. He's so correct.
Yeah, there it all is.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do I have? Oh, here we have an interesting one. That's a perfect mirror. She says the wall forwards.
Wall.
Or just wall.
Wall.
And backwards, it's wall.
Wall. Wall.
So forwards, wall.
Wall.
And backwards, wall.
Wall.
So once again, how do you work that out? You know,
how do you get two L's to sound like a W backwards?
I know. It's quite amazing.
It's spooky when you think about it. It's what it is.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I like to see the skeptics explain that. But how's wrong reverse to say no? I mean, how do you do that?
I don't know. David, here, let me do this real quick. The election is November the 8th. You're going to do reversals. So we'll get you on either the 9th or the 10th, whatever you want.
Okay, all right. Yeah, sure.
So just let me know.
Yeah, probably the 10th. Give me a day to get
sure.
it done. There'll be a lot. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yep. All right, here we have Hillary Clinton.
He's that he seems to think that the Iraqi government and our allies and everybody else launched the attack on Mosul to help me in this election, but that's...
And she says, see a liar.
Yeah, a liar.
Yeah, a liar.
It's our. Oh, it's our liar. O-U-R, not A. It's our.
See our liar.
Mm-hmm.
Our liar.
Yeah, so she's the one who's lying. Of course, what else would it be?
What else would it be?
Indeed. Okay, here's Trump.
They've all left. The element of surprise. Douglas MacArthur, George Patton, spinning in their grave.
And he says, I love it. He's being sarcastic backwards.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just about them spinning in their graves. It's right. Just having a little sarcastic dig in reverse. And I've just got one last reversal on the debate. Then we'll go to Al Smith dinner. I've managed to find a couple on that.
Oh, that was a Cracker Jack performance.
I watched that. I thought he did really well, actually. Oh, I don't know why anyone was so upset about it. I thought it was great.
Oh, that's the liberal media trying to defend Hillary. They're not going to give the guy credit. He was so good and so relaxed and so listenable when you think about it. I wish he had done half of the Al Smith talk at the debate. It was that good.
I love the bit about pardon me. That was classic.
Totally classic.
Okay, so here's Trump. Last reversal of the debate. Yeah, it was a short debate. I only found about 20 reversals, I think. And here we go.
We need strong borders. We need absolute. We cannot give amnesty. Now.
And here's a word we've heard on Trump many times before. It's America.
It's in my America.
It's in my America.
Okay.
Here it is.
Strong borders will make a strong country. It's America.
Yeah. Okay. Just amazing.
Yeah. So there we go. I think, however, if there was reversal of the day on the debates, I would choose this one here as being my favorite reversal on the debate.
It is important that we not reverse marriage equality, that we not reverse Roe v. Wade.
And backwards, serve you, con you.
Serve me, con you.
Serve me, con you.
Says it all.
Serve me, con you.
Listen to the way she says con you. It's that same arrogance. Just amazing. Yeah, even in reverse.
Yeah, here, I'll play it again.
Serve me, con you.
Yeah, there it is.
Serve me, con you. Serve me, con you.
Just talking down to people, completely condescending.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. That's the... That's the reversal of the debate, in my opinion.
Yeah. It's too bad because the key question of the debate really holds all of our futures, essentially, in its hands. And that question was, when Wallace asked her, will you or will President Clinton shoot down Russian aircraft that violate your no-fly zone? She would not answer the question.
No, she didn't answer that.
No, she did not.
That's dangerous. Wow.
You might want to go back and listen to that question from Wallace and check her answer again, see if anything came out of it. She danced around it for about 30 seconds.
And she also danced around the question about Bill Clinton. Didn't answer that either.
She was
asked about Clinton's sex scandals.
That's right.
Totally didn't address it. I was watching. I go, excuse me, you didn't answer the question, Hillary. Oh, dear. Okay, so here's Trump at the Al Smith dinner. I haven't done Hillary. I'm sorry. I just ran out of time. So I've only got Trump done. So here we go.
You know, Cardinal Dolan and I have some things in common. For instance, we both run impressive properties on Fifth Avenue.
And he's being funny backwards. I see the Pope to serve me.
I see the Pope to serve me.
Not totally clear, but it is there. You know, he's just talking to the Cardinal forwards and talking backwards, you know, and just being funny forwards and funny backwards. Here we have another one.
For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics.
And he says backwards, I hear her con.
I hear her con.
I hear her con.
Yeah, he does.
I hear her con.
Yeah, he certainly does. Nice and clear. So then we have con twice now, mm-hmm. of reference to Hillary. Of course, we've heard the word con on Hillary before in previous shows. Her whole thing is a con. And this one, I don't know what this one means. We'll play it.
And we've got to come together, not only as a nation, but as a world community. Thank you very much. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you. Thank you.
And here he says, we shall dodge America. I don't know what that means.
We shall dodge no more of it.
We shall dodge no more of it.
I don't know what he means.
Well, I think
that.
He's saying, don't worry, America. We're going to dodge the bullet here.
Oh, we shall dodge, comma, America. Ah, that makes sense. Let's play it again.
We shall dodge no more of it.
We shall dodge no more of it.
Yeah, you're right. There's a comma there.
We shall dodge no more of it.
We're gonna dodge our fate. We're going to come out ahead. We're going to make America great again, I think is what he's saying.
I think you're absolutely
we're going
right.
to dodge the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So there you go. There's a few reversals. So we didn't need a two-hour show to get through the debate. Yeah, I don't know why this debate had so few reversals in it.
Now you remember, if you saw, I don't know, the coverage I put up about it, they used the same podiums that they used in the first debate, and she had the teleprompter again, that little thin teleprompter, about an inch and a half, 2 inches wide. It went side to side and was hidden down in a V at the front of the top of her podium. She probably also had an earbud. Nobody has gotten any pictures of her ears enlarged yet that I've seen, but we do know she had the same teleprompter. There's no light on Trump's podium. It was dark. Nothing, just the normal studio lights. So she had a constant stream of material to read, and if you watched carefully, you can go watch now, her eyes constantly went down, up and down, up and down, up and down, as she was reading. She was reading from that teleprompter. It's a little miniature teleprompter. So that's why not too many reversals. She was reading a script.
Well, I'm amazed they had the cheek to do it twice. They got busted the first time. Why would they do it?
I'm amazed that the Trump campaign didn't get on this when they knew the podium or they saw the same podium. Donald should have walked over there in the middle of the debate, said, Hillary, why do you have a teleprompter again?
Yeah, right.
And pointed at it. That would have stolen the debate right then. Boom.
Yeah, certainly would have. That would have been the end of it. Wow. She's just an evil, evil woman. Everything she does is a con and a lie. We've seen this in her. I don't think I found a nice reversal on her. Oh, well, no, that's not true. We've found a couple of congruent reversals on her over the years, over the election cycle, but not many.
No.
And, of course, Hillary will bring us war.
Well, let's show the people. Let them listen. She is going. Look, her whole. When she didn't answer that question, she could have lied. She said no troops on the ground. She said nothing about no airplanes in the sky, no cruise missiles, no B-1, B-2 bombers. She said no American troops on the ground, which is a lie in and of itself because we already have troops on the ground there, maybe thousands. They're just working as special forces. The other issue, of course, is, that's one of them. The war thing, when she didn't answer the question that Chris Wallace directly asked her, would President Clinton shoot down that Russian aircraft? She didn't answer it, which is an affirmative response. Yes, I would, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, right.
And that's war. That is war. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So here's this reverse. If you haven't heard this one, folks, this is a doozy.
Over the past year, I've laid out my plans for defeating ISIS. We need to take out their strongholds in Iraq and Syria by intensifying the air campaign and stepping up our support.
And I'll bring us war.
Our greatest war.
Yeah, she gets into office, we are in so much trouble.
You know how to defeat ISIS, which, of course, she would never say. How we defeat ISIS is to withdraw our financial and military aid and support from it. And we know now that we, the American government, was responsible for allowing thousands of ISIS fighters to escape Mosul and move into Syria. We arranged it. So until and unless we stop enabling ISIS, ISIS will never fail.
Right. And if Hillary gets into office, then ISIS is still going to be a big problem.
Oh, it's going to be a bigger problem, David. I'm telling you, Vladimir Putin is not joking. He has made it clear. He's drawn the line. This is it. You cross that line, you're going to get your plane shot down. They've got S-300s, the world's best S-400s in there. They will come down. And if that story I ran about 2 weeks ago is credible, and I can't prove it, I can't vet it, I can't validate it, it read right. Somebody who is supposedly a contractor working on Diego Garcia had just come back, and he said, in 9 years, I've never seen anything like it. There were bombers everywhere. B-52s, B-1s, B-2s. He said there were over a dozen air tankers there. Diego Garcia is wall-to-wall American bombers. Now, if that's the case, that means the decision has already been made, and they're staging. They're staging. They're going to bomb the Syrian military. If those bombers are there, that means the decision has been made, or they wouldn't move all that equipment there.
Right. Wow. Well, we'll wait and see, won't we? Gee whiz. Let me play another reverse on Hillary that sums all this up as to where she's coming from.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
She says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan.
She's saying that in a very reverential tone that I hear.
Yes, she is. It's interesting how the word Satan has come up in this presidential campaign.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Three or four times I found it now, and usually in connection with Hillary. So, basically, okay. All right, what else am I going to play here? I will play a couple of Hillary classics. Oh, we found a similar one to this one. Here, let me play this one first.
I have spent a very long time, my entire adult life, looking for ways to even the odds, to help people have a chance to get ahead.
And she says, oh, be quiet.
Oh, be quiet.
That is absolutely, David, so pivotal. That's an incredibly important reversal. Her subconscious is so enraged, conflicted with her conscious lying, that it told her to shut up.
Yep, right.
That's just
right.
Amazing.
Yeah. Here's another reversal from the debate that didn't quite make the cut, but I think it's clear enough. I might play it. It's a similar message.
Doesn't mean that I want people who shouldn't have guns to be able to threaten you, kill you or members of your family.
And this one says, hush, little baby.
Hush, little baby.
Hush, little baby.
Same type of
thing. Hush, little baby.
Didn't quite make the cut for the debate reversal.
Well, that's. I think it works. Her subconscious is talking to her. Saying, it's almost just beside itself, saying, hush, little baby, stop the crap. Stop lying.
Yes. And, of course, we've seen Hillary open up the debate by saying, be honest, you, or be honest, damn you. We've seen that a few times,
yeah,
too.
Let me see
if I can pull one of them up real quickly.
These are just amazing. I don't know how often you see this kind of a conflict in the subconscious and conscious, where the subconscious is just disgusted with the lying or the duplicity that's going on with the conscious side of itself.
I see it in my private session work quite a lot. mm-hmm. internal conflicts. And trying to find resolutions. I work with it a lot, but it's rare to see it. I don't think I've seen it in the public arena up till now. Here's the one where she says, "Be honest, damn you."
But even more important than the history we make tonight is the history we will write together in the years ahead.
And be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you.
It's so clear. It's so clear. And again, the subconscious is angry at it. Just sick. Sickening. You got to play that again. Be honest, damn you. That's amazing.
Here it is.
Be honest, damn you.
Be honest, damn you.
Yeah, there we go.
Be honest, damn you.
Her unconscious is saying, "Oh my God, what on earth are you doing, woman?"
Yeah, yeah.
Be quiet. Hush, little babe. Be honest.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah, it is. It's all through it. And here we have Hillary scared.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
Okay, Hillary scared.
Hillary scared.
Hillary scared.
Yep.
Hillary scared.
What we should do, Jeff, before the election, we need to do a show where I pick up all the reversals over the year of campaigning on Trump and Hillary and lay them out side by side.
Perfect. We'll do it. Yeah. These are so stunningly clear. Again, you can't dispute it. It is.
No.
It is.
It is what it is, yeah. And it's interesting. This has been a really good year for reverse speech. A lot of people have come around. I've got a lot of followers, and a lot of people following my work very, very closely. I'm getting a lot of email from people listening to my radio show, absolutely loving it.
That's good.
So it's all good.
That's great.
It's been a good year for reverse speech. And let me get a bit of a plug out for my training course. I've got a class starting November the 19th. If you want to get involved in the field, it's a fascinating field to get involved in. And come and take training. Learn to become a reverse speech analyst. It's held once every 2 weeks for 3 hours per class. Just go to my website, reversespeech.com, and follow the link to training and join us. We'd love to have you. We've got 13 students so far for the current class. I'm cutting off at 20, so we've got seven seats left. So if you're interested in doing it, go to my website. So
very good.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here's a classic one on Hillary.
And you know what? It also matters when he makes fun of people with disabilities. Calls women pigs.
And he says, "And I'll scam you."
And I'll scam you.
And I'll scam you.
It's clear as day.
And I'll scam you.
Serve you, con you, I'll scam you. You know, it's just... then we have Trump commenting on the con. It's just staggering.
She listens to these. She hears these. Her staff, they listen.
And, yes, I actually heard your name in a reversal. Said Rents is white, so I don't know. I guess your hair's a bit white. I should have put. Oh dear, I didn't dump that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so they are aware of you and they are listening. And it's interesting. I see some of your topics covered on your show, and then Trump will come out with it. You know, like we talked extensively about Hillary taking performance-enhancing drugs, and then Trump calls for drug testing.
Yeah. I think they're paying attention. There have been several other people mention that too. So whatever. I mean, if we're helping, that's great.
I think you are helping quite a lot. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been behind him since before he announced, and I saw him right away as the only man that could do this. We cannot take, the country cannot survive any more Clintons in the White House, any more Bushes, any more. It's just over. It's over. If we can't do it. And so that's why this election is easily the most important election in American political history. We are at the end of the line. This is the last chance for America to be saved, to be made great, to be made whole again. And there's only one man that can do it. And what's wonderful to see is how these contrived, disgusting, nothing, non-starter criticisms of him have gone nowhere. In fact, they've gained him more support. People are tired. There is a sense of fairness in Americans, and the American sensibilities have been highly offended by this woman and all of her dirty tricks and her thugs and her political operatives who have played the rottenest games I've ever seen against a man who only wants to help. He doesn't want to enlarge his own private money bank, slush fund. He doesn't have a Clinton Foundation. My God, 7.3 million went into the Clinton Foundation after the earthquake in Haiti, and maybe 5% of it went to Haiti. Where'd the rest go? I think you can figure it out. David, thank you. That was really great, and we'll talk soon. Keep at it.
Okay.
Wonderful work.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Okay, and that's our program for tonight and this week. What a week. I, again, salute Donald Trump. I don't know how this man reaches down and somehow accesses the strength of character and the physical strength to continue doing what he's doing. He is a tower of intensity, the likes of which you'll never see again. All right, we'll be back Monday, Sunday night, the best of, and in the meantime, you know where you can find us, and we hope you stop by. Take care.